T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Attention terrorists, hold on. Here's Tara's Daily Rant.
So Joe Biden, you'll remember, fled the country in anticipation of Title 42 ending. And then a judge stopped it over the weekend. But that fire's off. So that happened, you know, he's coming back now because there was 81,000 people sitting in a camp waiting to charge over the border. So that was bad optics. They got him out of the country because they do not want him answering questions about the voter border drive and the destruction of U.S. sovereignty. They don't want that. And in the midst of this, just to show you the absolute, honestly, disregard for human life, all human life, Democrat human life, Republican human life, just human life in general. This headline that just broke. Remember the 42 terrorists, right? In Mayorkas, the head of Department of Homeland Insecurity, where their job is to insecure and unsecure the homeland and make it a better and brighter place for terrorists to come and to vote Democrat as they will and maybe blow up a few things along the way. Remember those 42 terrorists? And I thought this would be a bigger story. He actually finally admitted to Republicans who have been trying to figure out for months, what did you do with the terrorists? Because they had a terrible suspicion that Mayorkas had dumped them inside the country. Well, now we're getting some answer, some indication. We know some of the 42 were released into the country. But these are people on the international terrorist watch list. These are people on no-fly list. They let them go. We don't know how many, but Fox News got one of them. Headline, boy, if you want to read it for yourself, it just came out about 12 hours ago. Border Patrol released suspected terrorist. God, I can't even wrap my mind around that. Border Patrol released suspected terrorist who crossed into the U.S. illegally. Let that sink in. And not only did they let him go, it took ICE weeks to get around to bothering to rearrest them. I'll just read you the story. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, that's ICE, didn't rearrest a suspected terrorist who was released into the United States by Border Patrol agents until 2 weeks after he was flagged by the Federal Bureau of Investigation. The suspected terrorist, Isnardo Garcia Amado, 35, was released into the United States by Border Patrol agents on April 18th near Yuma, Arizona. And given a GPS monitoring device as an alternative to detention. Oh, my God. That's according to a memo from a federal source that was obtained by Fox News. They didn't release it. Now, think about this for a moment, okay? It's been 2 weeks now since Mayorkas, who's the head of the Department of Homeland Insecurity, admitted, yeah, you know, that's how those terrorists go. Yeah, we did. And everybody shrugged their shoulders. This guy's running around, and it's not even a priority to pick him up. It's not even a priority. U.S. immigrants. So, and Mayorkas knows. It's not like there's dysfunction in the department. He doesn't know. He knows. He told Congress. He told Congress they were out. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement didn't receive authorization to arrest him until May 4th. He was arrested in Pinellas County, Florida on May 6th. This is one of the 42, y'all. One. Where the rest? Where are the rest?
Terraists want it. Hear the Terra Show weekday mornings on 106.3 WORD and the Odyssey app.